Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, happy Monday, everybody. We made it to a new week. We are headed for more snow in New York. Oh, Lord, yes, that old hot period we had is over. We are back to being freezing again. But we'll get through this. Let me first say thank you to all of my Facebook friends, my listeners, my social media groups, all of you out there that have taken the time out to inbox me and say all your great blessed wishes and prayers for my son. I appreciate that. Now I have his twin, the brother, and his daughter, and my daughter that are going through some issues, a change of weather, I guess. But he had a little bit of a small infection that was passed on by a student. That's over. I want to thank all of you for caring enough to give a call. So now we are going to go into our shout-outs to Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York City, currently with isoradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m., again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m., and when he's not doing that, he is gracing New York City with the Best of Live R&B events as the CEO of Track One Entertainment. I want to start out by thanking my team as well to Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, Monster Miles, DJ Tomer, Rodney Williams, and of course, last but not least, that awesome panelist out in Toledo, Ohio, and an activist, Deacon Eddie Williams, for doing his part. To Stalo Jenkins, Al Tariq Atkins, Professor Carl Stone Jones, Patrick Irvine, Hakeem Zayed Bey, to my On the Edge listeners group, to the Black History Suppressed group, Real World Black News and Discussions group, the What About Us group, to Black Love and Conversations, and the Capitalist N group. I want to thank every one of you for always being on the active bubbles out there. You constantly giving in contributions to the discussions. If not the discussions, you're bringing up topics. You are connecting with your communities. Everything that this show is about. I want to thank you all very much for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at 23,204 listeners, and we are rapidly climbing. Our archives are going up. Our live listens are going up, and I want to thank every single one of you for all that you do to contribute to the show and to make it what it has become. I want to thank all of you who have been asking about our links to our project where you can pledge a donation of any amount toward the crowdfunding pool that we are trying to get established to our corporation, all that we've been trying to do with the community. You can hit me up at the end of the show or hit hughfunder.com. We're right on the front page. View project, and you can see what you can do from there. And to Sherrod Piggy, that's been out there helping us with that, thank you all very much for all that you have done and helped us get where we're at this point. All right. Today, everybody, we are going to be speaking on From the Parenting Chronicles. And we are going to be, this is part one of a two-part series. Today, we are going to be speaking about the effects of the African-American family when fathers and mothers split up. And we're always talking, ladies, because today we are on the hot seat, women. And we are always speaking about these guys are no good. They're leaving their babies. We always see on the front pages is all the cheaters and the abandoners, the people who leave their babies and after they have them, you know. And we're always talking about how these men are not doing right by their kids. All society wants to be seen of the African-American community is that we're a bunch of lazy. We have a bunch of lazy men, sluggish men, trying to get free men, criminals, or guys that breed seed and jet. And for those of you who are not familiar with my old school slang, we were talking about those guys who hit the skins, have a baby, and leave. There's no tomorrow. And leave these babies in single-parent homes. Well, the angle we're going to be speaking about today is what happens when the tables are turned on that image of a male. And there's a man out there that's not only involved with his children, but he's actually raising his children, and it's the mother that's not being so responsible or active, but because of the fact that he has moved on, and that new lady in his life is trying to do all that she can to support her man and take care of his children, that person wants to just hate or be vindictive, and in turn is giving that person's life hell, the guy's life hell, with his new wife. How do we give suggestions to the new wife on how she should deal with it? And also, how do we help this man trying to raise his children, being involved with homework, giving child support, not leaving, will take the kids if needed, will even take them on when the mom needs a little break or whatever the case is. But mom's not trying to make it any good. How do we do that? Ladies, we can't keep complaining about not having good men and then don't know what to do with them when they're there. We can't get mad because let's say it's a thing where he and you tried everything and it just didn't work, be it that you did some things yourself and it just didn't work. You can't then turn around and get upset with him, and the only thing you can do is use his children. Use his children. Go after his new wife or new girlfriend or whatever it is. Use him, his children over him. You can't do that. That's not the way it works. That's not beneficial to your children. This is what we're going to speak about today. We want to know from, I want to hear from you men, and I want to hear from you ladies about what you feel that we can do to help these young men stay, help these men stay in the good place, to fight the fight for their kids, no matter how crazy the baby mama drama is. So tonight's topic is baby mama drama and the new life. When we get back from our pre-discussion break song and a word from our sponsors, we will definitely be getting this party started, okay? So going out today with, let me see what we're going to do. Prince with Baby I'm Sorry. I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Keep it locked right here with Katie and OTE. Be back in a sec.
On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com on the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. We are back, and we are going to be speaking tonight from the Parenting Chronicles, and tonight's subject is titled Baby Mama Drama and the New Life. And what I mean by that is, you have a good guy. He's a good father. It didn't work out, but he's taking care of his children, be it he's involved from being in another location and he comes to pick up his children, or any time that there's trouble or a need, you can call him and he's there whether you two get along or not. And as things go along, he's found himself a new girlfriend, a new wife, and looks serious or is serious. I'm sorry about that, everyone. I'm having a little bit of a wiring issue. Well, as I said, he is doing everything possible, everything that we ladies dream of, and everything we black women want, a strong black father. He's involved. He's doing everything that he's got to do. You may not like his attitude. He may not like yours. But when it comes to his son, or it comes to his daughter, or it comes to both, he's there. He's not in a child support drama problem. He's not out there, you know, disrespecting you. But you don't like the fact that he's moved on. So what you do is you try to make his life hell. Be it you threaten to take him to court, you threaten him with child support, you're going out there and you're saying, you're calling his house at any time of the night. If he's married, you want to deal with, you know how we girls can get. We can get catty and try to go after the woman. Whatever your reasons are, you still want him. He's not supposed to move on without you. You just want to give trouble. What do you think that doing to him is going to do to your children? What about those fellas that have custody of their children, that have custody of their children, that it's you that's the problem, it's you that's going to hang out, it's you that can't deal, it's you that needed a break? And he took them in, as hard as it might be to take more than one or take even one. He took them in. And he's raising them because nobody's going to raise his children but him. Nobody's going to disrespect their mother. Nobody is going to do anything to their children that is going to jeopardize their life. But you want to call him or show up at his house or call him out or talk bad about him. You want to give his new girlfriend problems. You want to intrude on his life or invade his life or be upset with his life. And ladies, those of you that are sitting back there saying, how could she say this as a woman? Listen, right is right and wrong is wrong, and the guys are going to get their hot seat tomorrow night. But today is about us. Today is about us, ladies. Okay? You know for a fact that brothers have an art out here. brothers going to court, first of all, of course, get involved, even if it wasn't for a brother that was actually abandoning his kids. There's people fighting to see their children as it is, and they've got vindictive mothers who use the children as pawns. You have brothers that are out there that's working two or three jobs trying to make ends meet, trying to keep their children from becoming a welfare recipient. Or a statistic with what limited resources society allows our community, with all of the non-support that we don't give each other. There's brothers out there that's still in the few good men circle, left out there that's being completely overpowered, overshadowed, and cast aside by all the negativity you read on reports and internet blogs and magazines and all these statistics coming out in our economy, all of these demographic reports that's coming about how all of our men, 90% of our children are in single-parent homes run by mothers. All the internal fighting between these people, all the young kids that don't know really how to be moms and dads, but they have babies. But yet and still, in the midst of all the junk that you see, they forgot to pick out the good weed, the good plants in the weeds, and bring them to the front page. And we want these guys, ladies, we fight for these guys. These are the guys that we look for. These are the guys that we pray for. These are the guys that we talk against the people you do see on the front page to get to. How are these guys supposed to do their jobs, and how are your children supposed to have a well-balanced brain and mental safety and environment when you are the problem? When it's you giving these guys who are doing their part a hard time because you can't take the fact that for whatever reason you're no longer in his life in that role. Forgetting the fact that out of the two relationships, the one is a parent and the one is his girlfriend or his wife or his other ass, the one that will last through all time is the one that you have with your child. That no matter who else comes into the picture, you will always be that child's mother and he will always be that child's father. So instead of you preserving the thing that you are going to be attached to until you both die, and even in your grave, you'll be their mother, why would you devoid or rob your child of a chance to have that strong father with peaceful mind, especially if he's physically raising the children? Because society tends to forget that women can commit crimes too. Society tends to forget that women do bad things too. Society doesn't like to think that their precious little softer sex is not as soft and innocent as we would like to perceive them to be. Society is not trying to give the good black fathers a chance to be good black fathers because they're saying that the first time we go to look for assistance as people who are not trying to bring our brothers down, in order for us to get that peanut of assistance, we need to tell them we don't have fathers in our babies' lives. We don't know where our babies' fathers are. We have to tell them that we were one-night stand whores, pretty much, that had babies that need assistance from the state now to take care of them. So when you have men that are doing their jobs, why would you be the problem? Because whatever went wrong between the two of you didn't happen well. I have two panelists coming in, and I'm going to allow them to tell me what it is they believe. So let's just give me one good second. And not only that, just to let you know, we have the other side of this. Okay, we did speak that tonight's session is baby mama drama and the new life. The new life includes that new wife. Why should she have to take your garbage if she's in the place trying to give your children an extended amount of love, an extended circle of support, an extended village, simply because you have a problem with the fact that your ex-man has moved on and the fact that maybe it looks like it's working out when maybe it didn't work out with you. Whatever those issues are, it needs to be cast aside so that the two of you could be proper parents for your children. I'm going to start off, we have three panelists in now. One second. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Good evening, Lady Barnett, and hello to the other panelists that are going to be joining the show this evening. God bless.
God bless you, Brother Eddie. Hold on 1 second. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, how are you? Is this Arlene or Darlene?
Arlene.
Hi,
hello,
Arlene. Welcome back. Miss
Hi, Big. Hi, Alice. How you guys been?
All right. Good to hear your voice.
Yes,
okay.
It's good to be heard.
Definitely miss you. Got one more coming in. Hang on a minute. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air. Oh, wait. I think bad connection. Hold on. Got it. Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Philo Jenkins or Carlos Ellaby Jones from D.C.
All right, Philo.
Hey, what's up?
All right. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Hey, Cole, I'm going to start with you. We're talking tonight about good men who raise their children, who are not involved with the child support trivial stuff that goes on, who are, some of them even have physical custody of their children, but the problem is they've got a new life with another woman or a new wife, actually, and their baby's mamas can't let that go. And instead of the baby's mamas, especially the ones that the fathers have the physical custody to, you know, try to make life easier because they have their personal issues with this person having moved on, or that person, the only thing they can use is their role in the child's life as mother. I don't want that girl near my, I don't want her touching my kids, you understand? I don't want this, you know, this type of stuff. It makes it hard for that father and that extended network with his new wife to be involved. Now, look, how do you feel about that? What do you think is a good solution to tell some of these guys who are still in the fight and the struggle trying to do the right thing?
Well, the advice I can give to them is still keep doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. And don't let some of these women that are acting like two-year-olds break that bond between you and your child. There's nothing in this world that you as a man should allow to come between you and your child, especially when you know you're doing the right thing. So I thank God I've been blessed enough to have to not to deal with a situation like that, but that's my advice to those men that are out there doing what needs to be done for their children and not let that baby mama drama separate them from the children. Some of them will just give up on it, so that is not something I advise, because how can you explain that to your child when they become of age and then want to start asking questions why this wasn't that way or why that way wasn't this way? You know, and that's something that I feel that would be really hard to deal with.
Well, let me ask you the other half, because I'm going to pose this question to the rest of the panel when they come in. What would you say to the wife of the father with the baby mama drama?
That was causing the drama?
No, the new wife, the one that's trying.
Oh, the new wife.
Yeah,
you know, just be there for your husband and help give him support when you see that he's trying to do the right thing for his kids. Be there for him. Don't cause a problem that, and you see he's going through a problem as it is. If anything, be there for that strong support.
That's a very good suggestion, and I would say the same, because they're in a tough spot. They are there to see. Sometimes the men are so caught up with trying to not piss the baby mama off, or, you know, in this situation, or especially ones that like, you know, waving their maternal rights around. I'll just go to the court and I'll get my kids back. I'll just tell them that you've been an XYZ and I'll get child support. There's a lot of vindictive, ignorant ones out there like that. And it's hard. I'm not going to let me make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what people tell me about, you know, it's harder for guys. Guys are not used to doing this baby care stuff. They are the fathers, so babysitting is not something I would say that they're doing. However, if this man is willing to take on learning and doing whatever it is that he needs to do, and he happens to meet somebody who's there with him in the fight, and it just so happens that it wasn't you, even though you had the children with him, get over yourself. Get over yourself. This isn't about you. You got a problem with the new Mrs. Whoever, guess what? Go to therapy or whatever. If she's not hurting your children,
yeah.
If she is not raping your sons, if she's not degrading your daughters, if her and your ex are doing everything that they can to be good examples, why
right.
not allow that person to add some extra love to your child's life? They will never be mommy.
Right.
But they will be able to turn to someone extra, not else, but extra. And if that was a problem, that means something you're doing you know is wrong. Get yourself together so that you could be in a position at all times to really see if there was something negative going on that you can address and say, I'm taking my kids back or I have a problem with. But to be vindictive, waste of energy, waste of time, and is definitely a waste of parenting to your child. Okay, Arlene, baby, welcome back, and what's your spin on tonight's topic?
Well, you know, I agree with you, Deke, on the first part of your answer as far as the men being responsible and trying not to let anything come in between him being having a relationship with their son. But I have a nephew that I wish was my baby dad. This guy is just so loyal and so dedicated to his son. And the mother, she is like just straight up reckless. I mean, to the point where she just makes his life a living hell. And I mean, he loves his son. But I'm on the outside looking at. He loves his son so much, as she plays on his every emotion for his child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's taking him to court unnecessarily. He's been taking care of the baby since birth. So if I'm taking care of him since birth, what am I doing in court? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just to add some bull crap to the game. Because he don't want to be with her no more. You know what I mean? And she, ever since he separated from her, his life has been a total hell. I watch him cry. I watch him get angry. The system is involved now. They're giving him some visitations on the weekends, but that's only if she feels like bringing him. And she can lie, and she lied and got away with every lie that she ever told, including him being abusive. You know what I'm saying? So we got some real scalawags out here that cannot appreciate a man trying to be a father. That is exactly how the system wants it, because once they get into court with the child support, I know guys that I've worked with who pay damn near half of their checks to support child support, and they never get to see the kid. I think that is so unfair. And if
yes, it is.
On either side, it's still not good. Of course, the child is not growing up with a full foundation. You know what I mean? And they're doing children disservices, but they're so self-centered, and they think it's about them. Like you said, Katie, they get over yourself, because this is not about you and your life. This is about your child and his or her life, and you should want the best for them, no matter who's giving it to them. But people are so small-minded, they can't get past all the other little bull crap that comes in a broken relationship. I mean, if he don't want to be with you, he don't want to be with you. I mean, if you didn't want to be with him, you would want him to understand. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We got two sets of rules for life and relationships. The women have one set and the men have another set. And if you break up, if I don't want to be with you no more, it's okay. But if you don't want to be with me no more, that's the problem. And it's
right.
really just a disservice across the board.
That is so true. And you and Darlene always have such deep things to say, because I know how you ladies observe and watch and feel and what you've been through. And one of the things that I think we kind of share in common is, like, the society that we live in is messed up enough. The black society that we're, issues that we deal with is already twice as hard enough. For us to have the internal breakup of ourselves is another problem. But when you have something that's not broke, why are you trying to fix it? Or the opposite. If something is broken, why aren't you trying to fix the broken and leave what's well enough alone? There's a man out there trying to do right by his children.
Right.
And you're messing that up because of your personal jealousies, your personal problems with whatever. Take a chill pill. Go see a therapist, drink some coffee, knock back a drink or two, but do something to get your head together and show up a mother the next day.
And you know what's even more sad, Katie? Because he's not even sure if it's his child. And he's still going through the motion. You know what I'm saying? It's just
right.
It's just killing me inside to watch him endure this pain. And, you know, I encourage him to get a DNA, but I think he's too afraid of the truth because he love him now. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been in his life since birth. So he really don't want to know. He do want to know and he don't want to know. You know what I'm saying? But it's just very painful to watch, that's all. And I be wanting to just take her and hang her by her breast, the nipples, and just let her swing from a tree. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, because that's what she deserves, you know. And it makes it bad for the next woman that he gets with, because now he's going to have all these other negative things. Because they say you're not supposed to bring one relationship to another, but some things you just can't put down after somebody done just bent you over, stuck it in. Ain't no grease, ain't no Vaseline, ain't no nothing. You ain't even see it coming. So everything is not so cut and dry when it comes to resolving stuff that has happened to you and accepting it. You know what I mean? You still go into another relationship with that, even if it's in the back of your mind. You still have that, you know, so it makes it bad for the next girl who might even be honest, you know.
So let me ask you, Arlene, because that's the second part of this question. What would you think you should say to the new wife or the new girlfriend? Do you think that she should sit back and bite her tongue because she's in a really rough position? And support her husband, as Deacon said, pretty much in a silent manner, or because she has a vested interest in the children, be able to say something that she needs to say.
Well,
what do you think she should do?
See, because me, I'm involved in my nephew's lives and things of that nature. They do talk to me about certain things. I wouldn't expect her to sit back and bite her tongue, but I'm not going to sit back and bite mine either. Once you know what the situation is, if you don't want to deal with it, then you need to move on. If you don't feel like you're capable of handling it, then you need, or if you are in it already and see you can't handle it, then you need to move on, because the only thing you're going to do is bring more drama. Now, if you right. just, I'm not saying don't speak your mind. I'm just saying don't put no, you better this and, it's either me or you know, that kind of talk, because then you're going to lose out if you do it that way. Now, if you're supportive and you say, you know what, baby, I see that you are having such a hard time, and I really feel for you, and I see that you're trying to be the man that you need to be, and I'm going to just bet I'm be here for you when you go through your stuff with the crazy chick over there. Come on home, let me rub your head, let me feed you, let me give you a bath, let me help you relax or something like that. But if you the type of chick that, what she say, what happened today, where the baby at, why you letting her do this, why you letting, if you coming like that, then you're going to get a negative response. So
yeah.
You need to know what you can handle in a relationship. See, me, at this stage of my life, call it selfish. I'm 56 years old. I don't want no baby. I don't want no man that got little kids, because I ain't dealing with no baby mama drama. I don't care how much I like you. I don't care how much I'm attracted to you, but I know me. See, I'll be in jail, and, you know, somebody will be dead, and it won't be me. So I know I can't deal with that, and I'm honest and straightforward with it. So we need to be, as women, in entering new relationships that have children in them, need to be clear on what we can deal with and what we can't. And if you're not sure, once you find out, make some moves on it.
Absolutely. Because sometimes the situation doesn't present itself in, you know, with the truth on said. You're right. And there are times that, you know, you can deal with a man or a woman with children because they actually have exes that are okay to deal with. But like you said, when you are, I'm really specifically tonight, just tonight, speaking on the trifling attitudes or actions of women when there's a good man in place. We spoke before about the few good men on the segment. You know, I'm sick and tired of all we see. It's not through reality TV. It's through the internet blogging. It's through some hoax. It's through some stupid culture or tradition that was put up on TV to make money from. It's through the rap world. It's through the media moguls. It's through, you know, whatever, portraying us as having men that all they want to do is be thugs, be criminals, sag their pants, that they don't take care of their children, that they want to go out there and get a free lunch meal or something. It's, like, ridiculous. Because fathers that are out there, that are, there are masses of them. That are doing the effort, that are attorneys, that are hardworking small business owners, that are out there involved with their children's lives every day, that they could be, you know, steel mill workers and still show up for a recital in a kindergarten play. What's that? Then with the person that they're fighting is not the government, is not the outsiders, it's the person they procreated with. Because she has a problem with the fact that she's no longer number one woman. So the only thing she can do, so she can't get back in that role, is to sit there and use the precious outcome of their union, which is the children. Leaving their children to believe that either A, as a woman, I've got to be vindictive toward my husband or somebody I'm with, and B, as a boy, that's the way you do it. You got to take this drama from a loudmouth woman.
Yeah.
You each have an equal role to teach these children how to be good people. I have actually two more panelists trying to come in, and Stalo is still waiting. So, Stalo, 1 second. Let me bring the other two in, and you have the mic first, okay?
All right.
Okay. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello? Hi, how are you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Tammy, Tammy Arvin, Patrick's wife.
Hi. Okay, you're second up in the panel. I have one more behind you and one before you, okay? Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, Darlene. How are you? All right, you're
how
third
are
up.
You?
I'm fine. Welcome back, guys. All right, Salo, your take on tonight's issue.
I mean, I think in a case like the one you describe, you know, when a woman is you know, acting the way you were saying, I think at first thought, any man is forced to consider, you know, moving forward and getting custody of his own children, or, you know, getting a joint custody or something, because this world and this system, you know, eventually that vindictive woman is going to use the court system against you. See, so once we talking about people, you know, we talking about in a situation like that, you know, if it's almost, if a woman uses a child for a selfish agenda or purposefully sabotaging the relationship with the father or for whatever reason, arguably that's child abuse.
Yes,
arguably.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's sad. It's a sad thing that a man will have to go to the very system that hates and defiles us, you know,
mm-hmm.
to ask for permission to be a man. But hell, you know, the courts use family court for malicious prosecution too often, mm-hmm. with a lot of men, you know, who become powerful, you know, period. And, you know, at the end of the day also, you know, I've seen a lot, several men in my family, you know, have gone through this the exact described situation. It's like, you know, I think this cause. Hello. Yeah, I think, you know, the thing goes to saying, like, you know, the saying that you teach a man, and, you know, but if you teach a woman, she'll empower the nation. But the same goes for a woman that is advocating something poisonous or toxic, you see, because the cattiness between women, and when you brought up, like, a new wife and stuff like that, people being competitive for no reason and just being all around children with adults, you know, that type of thing affects a nation. It's the same thing. Like, you do, okay, you know, you enrich the male side of things, and you'll get this result. If you enrich the female side of things, you'll get that same result times 10. It's just what is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So we have that going on now, you know, and it's a large possibility for the abuse of maternal rights. But by comparison, there's very little possibility for a man to flex some sort of paternal right that really doesn't exist, you know, until you go to the court and get full of custody. That's why we need to stop trying to go to the system, period, first and foremost, because the effects, we talk often about the effects of white supremacy on us as, you know, black men and how we are, but we don't talk very often about the effects of white supremacy on women in general or on families in general. You know, just on that dynamic, because it's different. When we're talking about growing up in the streets, adolescent testosterone, that's one thing and that's one problem. But we have several little fronts to recognize, several things to acknowledge, you know. And it's already hard for anybody to raise a child alone. Already. It's
yes,
very
it is.
Difficult for someone
it
to
is.
Not appreciate a man doing so or a woman doing so, and appreciate them on equal grounds, because they are,
and
you know.
I just want to cut you for 1 minute because I want to stress the point on that. It's a double-sided coin here, and I'm going to tell you what I mean. I don't want under any circumstances anybody to believe that I'm putting up any extra confetti, any parades or anything because a man is doing what he's rightfully supposed to do. What I'm saying is, since society sort of expects women to be the nurturers, to be the ones that you see toting around the babies, to be the ones where the village has all the mothers laying around a tent and sewing and knitting, and the babies are running around and dad's coming home with the bacon, you know, and all the stuff. But the structure of family is that when all of those other things have been done, you are still a parent at the end of the day. And the thing that you are doing is supposed to be to enhance the life and the qualities and the needs of that family. Now, when the physical structure of that family is not the ideal tradition as we know it, you still are parents. Now, usually in that respect, the man usually walks off and does something. Everybody expects the guy to go. So, yeah, when he does it, when he's not trying to be that statistic or that expectation, okay, I'm going to say the same thing about a mother tomorrow. But as of today, ladies, it's us. Okay, when a man is stepping up, especially those that have their children, because I know quite a few brothers right now, and I did say brothers, ladies and gentlemen, to those of you who are not African-American, brothers mean black men. That are sitting here right now where the mothers are the crazy ones, where the mothers have slipped out and done whatever and decided that she didn't live her life and she lost her life trying to have kids, so she's going to go back and reclaim the life she lost. And it's the fathers that are sitting up there trying to do exactly what single moms have been doing. Do I give one person more credit than the other? No. We're just used to more single mothers being out there and doing their thing. But that doesn't say that there aren't men out there going through the exact same problem. And for that respect, the same way we would ostracize a man for coming down on a woman, why the hell aren't mothers more responsible for, just as responsible, I should say, for doing the same thing when guys are trying to do that role? So now, Stalo, I need to move on to our new caller. Hi there, Tammy, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Katie, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's your take, baby?
Well, you know my husband. We actually got married in June. And he came with three little boys.
Uh-huh.
And he actually wanted me to call into the show. So I told him I wasn't calling because I got nothing. You know, it's hard. It's hard because for instance, I was, like the lady was saying before, tell the person up front, I was very open and honest with my husband. I didn't want kids when I met him.
Right.
And I told him that I was very, he wanted to know my take on, you know, the mom situation. And I told him I really didn't want to get involved because I'm 110% person. And, you know, I don't want that to be taken, you know, taken from me. So,
right.
You know, needless to say, you know, things came together and we ended up getting married. And things are different. The way she was handled before is different now. The way, you know, she presented herself is different now. You know, my husband tried to keep us separate, which I was fine with, but she wanted to keep talking. She wanted, you know, she wanted to keep, oh, I need to talk to her. I need to talk to her. So finally I laid down, you know, kind of like how you let a dog sniff you.
Right.
You know, and I was like, okay, this is me. What do you want? You know, she was like, well, I'm glad you're not trying to take my place. And, you know, the thing I told her was, if you are who you say you are to those kids, nobody can take your place. I don't want kids. You know, I'm a 28-year-old female in the prime of my career. I don't have any kids. You know, I don't have to. You know, that's not something that I just was like, hey, you know, who wants to pick up three little boys that don't even know how to wipe their behind? Like, that's not something people are running to. So I told her, if you do your job, you know, you don't have to worry about me. Well, the problem is she don't do her job. The problem is when I met my 4-year-old, he's now 6, he didn't know his ABCs. The problem is my kids didn't know their birthdays. The problem is, you know, academically, they were not where they were supposed to be. So as a stepchild myself, not getting the good end of the stick, academically I was fine, but emotionally I was torn. So as a stepchild myself, you know, I stepped in to give. My kids didn't even know how to say I love you when I met them.
Wow.
And my husband, you know, he worked 2 jobs. And lately I've told him, I said, you should take her to court for exploitation. Because while you work 2 jobs and for her to be a stay-at-home mom and your kids don't know nothing and us to be going through the school and, you know, having, they're not bad kids. They're actually very good kids. I'm blessed with that. But for us to be going through the school system, you know, they got passed along. You know, she wasn't diligent in her duties. So for us to have to, you know, I'm up at that school all the time, 7 o'clock meetings. I mean, I had 3 meetings last week for each one of them, you know, trying to get them where they're supposed to be academically. And, you know,
wow.
for that to be happening, you should sue her, like straight up.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
that's correct.
You know, like it's not fair now. My husband wants to, she doesn't see them during the year. She doesn't send child support. And my husband sent them back last year over the summer. Well, they came back, you know, in a regressive state. They want to be with her because it's more fun, you know, and my husband and I look like the bad guys, you know, and then here we are back at school. I'm up at the school again all the time, you know, and so it's a cycle. So now he wants to send them back again, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, Let me tell you from experience, sweetheart. Let me say this from experience. As hard as that seems for you right now, the part about you looking like the bad guy, because she's waving the materialistic money flag, trust me, baby girl, when I tell you, okay, that will not last. That at the end of all, when the receipt is over, when the rides are over, when the amusement park is closed up for the summer, when the ice cream truck is gone, when all the sneakers that was bought is outgrown, trust me when I tell you that the love and care and investment from a parental standpoint, especially one that didn't birth them but loves them and gives them everything just the same, believe me when I tell you, the investment you're putting in that you don't see coming right now, when all that's over, they're not going to remember that. They're going to remember you and their dad, you and their dad, and from a mother. Oh, by the way, you're going through that as the other woman, the other part. I went through it with my children's own biological dad. Okay? And I'm telling you that as much as it always seemed like, especially the smaller they are, that the shiny stuff works. Trust me when I tell you that the day that you think it was a thankless shot, you're going to get more thanks from it than you realize.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day...
So because one of them is extremely attached to her, and like I told, I had to tell him one day, he said, oh, you're the best mom ever because I gave him a cupcake. And I told him, I said, you know, sometimes the best mom doesn't mean giving you a cupcake. Sometimes that means wiping your face, making sure you have on clean clothes, making sure you're doing good in school. Sometimes that means being mean. Sometimes, you know, I'm at my wit's end, to be honest. Like, because my husband, he's caught in the middle, you know, trying to keep the peace. And I didn't start out rah, rah, rah. You know, I'm pretty mild-mannered. You know, I like to, you know, I don't like drama. That's my biggest thing. I do not like drama. And I told my husband that I'm not about a lot of foolishness, you know. And so she creates that. And she's not just slash your tires, mom. She's like that person that keeps poking you. You know, like they keep poking you, like, I'm here, hey, I'm here. And so I just told my husband, you know, he wants to send him for the summer. And I'm like, no, you know, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to step back. Now she wants to move up here. And I told my husband, she move up here, I'm out. Because I can't deal with it. I cannot. Yeah. I cannot.
That's what she wants. And you know what? That's what she wants. And you're not going to let.
But the thing is, somebody going to get what they want. Because I don't have the patience. I don't have the time. I give these kids 110%. I'm up at that school all the time. I got kids, like I said, that are emotionally torn, you know, educationally behind. I'm doing this. I'm working pretty much a full-time job, and I have to be a new wife. Not that I don't, and I tell my husband all the time, I don't mind. I don't mind cooking. I don't mind. My kids get a home-cooked meal every day. I don't mind. I don't mind giving the husband kisses. I don't mind loving on them. But at the same token, when you, because the mom, you know, it's co-parenting is one thing. Because the mom is always trying to compete, I don't want to compete. You can have your job. I don't care. Because the sooner you get them together, the sooner I can move forward in my life, have my own kid. Like, I really don't, it doesn't bother me that, you know. But now my husband's like, oh, you know, she wants to move. And I'm like, she had 10 years to get her life together. She has 10 years. My oldest son is 10 years old. She had 10 years to be a mom. So why start now? Like, I'm not even open to that anymore. Like, I'm like, when it becomes that it's not so much of an issue in our house, when they're a little more dependent, because the thing is, she tries to push, but they're still very dependent on me. And then they want to compare. And I told them the other day, I'm not here for comparison. I'm here to do what I'm supposed to do, which is provide a shelter over your head and feed you and make sure you get good grades in school. That's it. So, you know, with that.
Excuse me.
What'd you say? I wanted to say one thing real quick in regards to the court system that the young man was talking about going to court. The problem that I honestly think my husband has in that respect, my husband went to court when they first got divorced, and he had full custody of the kid, and the judge tried to put him on child support for the weekends that she was to get the kid.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. So now I'm dealing with that emotional. He says it's not an issue, but it has to be.
Yes,
yeah,
because
he's always like, "You think she can't take the kids? You think blah 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 blah?" And it's like on that level because I'm, you know, she don't give me all that lip. She gives him that lip.
Right.
She called me,
and
hey, you know.
If you want him, and I understand that because to a point, you have to stand on the sidelines and, like, sort of support. That's usually the way it is. It's the new person that gets all the junk. And you love your husband, and you know what's right and wrong when it comes down to the case. And yet and still, at some point, you sort of got to, you know, keep your you got to keep your perch in silence on the fence, and that's annoying. But let me explain this to you. Her moving up there, as much as it's a physical annoyance, trust me, you don't let anybody get the best of you because you are doing everything that she knows she should have done and didn't do. And the fact that she just can't take the fact that he's moved on and is doing a better job, you're doing a better job with it than she did. Okay, that's her personal problem. As much as it seems to be coming off on you, it's her personal problem. But you and your husband do need to sit down and have your own talk about what, the way things are going to go for you because you and him are the union.
Right.
That is your priority. Okay, and whatever it is that he needs to deal with.
But the thing is, I can't even get to my husband Because I'm up at 10 o'clock at night doing homework. I'm up, you know, I'm dealing with these kids on, what'd you say?
I can guarantee you that this is one show that if he's not listening now, you make him sit in front of the computer and play it again.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
That
I can
sit in front of the computer and play it again?
Listen to what I'm telling you. If he's not listening into this live broadcast right now, when are we get off this? Oh, good. Then he's listening. You just told him. You just told him. And if you can't talk to him during the day, he's listening right now. You just told him. And maybe whatever it is that's
the thing is, we talk and then it regresses. We talk and then, you know, it goes back because all
you just told him that too.
Or cry. And then it's a whole nother, okay, blah, 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 blah. But I'm to the point where I'm just tired. I'm tired of her. I'm tired of these kids. I'm tired of him. When it comes to these kids, me and my husband don't have any issues outside of what's going on. Like, we're fine. But as far as, like, all of that extra, I just don't have the patience. You know, and I told him straight up, honestly, before we got into our relationship. I told him straight up, I don't have that in me. I'm not good at that. Anybody that causes drama, I will leave you where you stand. Like, period. Like, you can stay right there.
Well, this is a marriage, right? And let me
tell you something. But I can't get rid of her. You know, now she wants to be like, oh, let's talk to Tammy. Don't talk to Tammy, please.
Can I say something, Katie, to the young lady?
Go ahead.
I, you know what, sweetie? I have the utmost respect for you at this point right now because you're doing what 50 million other women would not even consider, including me.
Yep.
well, I'm almost
and,
where
but
you
I
at.
Understand,
I'm almost where you at.
I understand where you're coming from because it's like he's allowing her to undo what you're doing every time they go back to her, they come back to you
in the same way
that they left. So I understand where you're coming from because if you allow that to continue, every time they come back, it's like you're starting all over again. So what you could do is express that point to him. Listen, if you want your pants ironed, right, because, you know, maybe you need to break it down in layman's terms. If you want your pants ironed, you're not going to put a cold iron on there and expect it to take out the wrinkles. You have to plug it in. You might have to put some water in it to steam it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, in other words, you got to let him know that you're putting in so much work into these kids for them to go away for a couple of months and come back without that knowledge, without that love, without that input, without that foundation that you are willingly, not mandatory made to, willingly do because you love him so much. And you value what he values, that you are sacrificing yourself for the cause. Now, if he can't appreciate that, then that's a whole nother conversation, baby.
But see,
you know what I mean?
My husband, he's an optimist. He believes in the greater good of everybody. Everybody deserves a second and third chance. You know, after the second time with me, I'm done. Especially when it comes to my kids, my husband, my family, and that's the other issue. It's not just about me. You know,
right.
I broke down crying the other day because it's about her disrespecting him. Like, sometimes
right.
I'm like, forget me. Take me out of the equation. My kid, my husband, we ended up having to, you know, go through the system and get some food stamps and some Medicaid for the kids when we had some hard times. Bottom line is, guess what? Because she's not on child support, my husband had to take himself off the case. Guess what? I had to take care of my husband while he was having 103-degree fever. While this bitch over there, she wants to play around. And she wants to act like, what? She wants to act like.
Speak your piece, Tammy. Speak your piece, Tammy.
She wants to act like, you know, we say you got the insurance for the kids. you know, I had the insurance, but I only got one card, and, you know, I don't even know if it's covered up there. This is a life, this you know, now you play on my husband's life because he needs this, he needs that. He can't get what he needs.
Right. Can I chime in here for a minute? Can I chime in here for a minute and give you a man's point of view on this case? First of all, my utmost respect to you.
Yes,
because you are doing above and beyond for your husband. And in my opinion, he's walking around with his eyes wide damn shut when it comes to his parents' mother. He needs, come on now, I can understand you seeing the greater good in other people and all that.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm an ordained deacon, and I like to see the good in all people, but sometimes it's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will take advantage of that and play on your feelings like that because they know the type of person you are. They know how good your heart is. And once you find out and see, and first of all, you're supposed to be number one in his life right now, not her. And first his kids, and then you. The kids' mother, hey, look, you got to deal with this. This is me and my wife. The decisions that me and my wife made together are the final say-so. If you have a problem with that, take me to court. Take me to court. That's what you do. You take me to court.
Right.
And let's see. Okay, you got to keep a list of everything that he does as a father. You know, quit playing childish games because that's a childish game. And when it comes to kids, I don't play with children's lives. That's not something you play with because that is something that will be burned in them for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
Come on, stop playing games with these kids' lives. Because from what I could tell, you have a good husband. You have a good husband. And if he's a good man, he needs to stop walking around with his eyes wide shut because that's just what he's doing. Don't let this woman take advantage of his kind heart.
Yeah. And don't you walk away.
Yeah.
That's what children want, Tammy, that the fact that you are a stand-up woman and a real woman at that, and the fact that minus the blood, you're probably the most real of a mother that these kids have seen. Don't ever doubt yourself or down yourself for that. Don't ever second guess yourself for that. Believe me when I tell you that as much as you don't seem this like that right now, it's going to come around to you through those children. And Mr. Tammy, I hope you're listening. Because the thing that you guys can do together, the power that you both have for other things, it's time for you to reel your focus back inside your own yard right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you two didn't come together on your own. God placed you two together for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to recognize that reason why he put you together. And he put you together because those children were not receiving what they're supposed to be receiving from their mother. Because him and the mother's, him and the baby mama is not together. Okay, fine and dandy. God saw fit for you to come together as a two in marriage. Okay, evidently you love one another. You never would have took those vows, and y'all have to be on a united front together when it comes to those kids.
Definitely.
And like I said, I have to commend you. I really do commend you with all my heart. And you continue to do what you do. Don't let this woman come between you and then force you two apart. That's probably what she's wanting. That's probably what she's scheming to do in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm telling you from a man's side of view.
And you know what, too, baby? I would take it back to the reason why you divorced her because, boo, if all that optimism you sharing with me now was there, you would still be with her. So let's keep it real. Okay, because I like Deke said, you can look for the best in people, but sometimes it ain't there. And evidently, he saw that, and that's why he divorced her. So let's talk real talk, boo. You know what I'm saying? If you want different results, you have to do something different. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. That is never going to happen. Not
correct.
So that optimism he have, I will sit him down, boo, you that optimist, and what happened? Why are you not still with her? And I would just bring it to him real.
you with me. So evidently, at some point, you gave up on that relationship with her. For a reason. For a reason. You know, and it wasn't me. You know what I mean? So you got to, like, hit him where he can understand and relate to who you are and what you're doing and the job that you're, and the investment that you're putting into his children. And I would tell him, if you love your children, you ever love somebody and you knew they wasn't good for you and you knew you had to leave them? Okay, that's the scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the panel, I have to leave. I am so sorry. This is a very interesting conversation, and I would like to give a little bit more advice, but I do have to leave because I had an engagement from before that I committed to, so I have to be leaving right now. So God bless you all and to your families. And Kim, don't give up the fight because that's exactly what she wants you to do.
Mm. Absolutely. All right.
Good night, Dee.
Good night,
Dee.
Thank you. Absolutely. Wow. Sammy, you are, listen, if there was a crown to be given on this show right now,
yes,
girl,
right
now, you got it. And I know that your husband knows that too. I know your husband knows that too. The two of you can't be this passionate and this upset at this point about this certain thing that you didn't know that it was the wrong way to go and it needs to be addressed. And obviously you actually have a lot more guts than the average new wife.
Yes, indeed.
To continue to do it.
And
sometimes,
at your age, too.
And let me tell you, two ways to go with this one, okay? Two ways to go. A, sometimes they look to see how much havoc they could wreak to make you split up or go away just because. And sometimes it's something that you either can ignore because they don't get any type of satisfaction unless there's a reaction, okay? But other than that, sometimes ignoring them makes them go away and fizzles them out. Or sometimes you do have to break your silence for that one time from your mouth to hers to make it clear, stand your ground, claim your kingdom.
But see,
and then
she go and run to my husband. Then, see,
okay,
and
well, then, you know what? Let me speak to Abby then. Sometimes, homie, two girls got to duke it out. It's like sometimes when you're in the middle of wife and mommy, this is something that apparently doing it your way isn't working for your family. Your family, your wife, your current priority and your children. It's not working for the kids either, even with biology being in the picture right now. And the one thing that I don't want to see is the two of you being overpowered by ignorance from another person. The one thing I don't want you to believe, Sammy, is that you doing the right thing is what needs to be questioned. I don't know
right.
what your religious beliefs, what your spiritual beliefs are, but if you know anything about the way the Almighty works, that's what the devil wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he works. Now, the two
Great.
Of you being together, first of all, I don't know how your vows are worded, but for better or for worse, comes in mind. That doesn't. That's not just pretty little words that goes in there. It means something. It means something. And maybe the two of you just one of you is probably thinking you're stronger than the other one, and that you know because from nothing was said till now, it's been something that was being handled, and everybody thinks it's okay. And sometimes, Sammy, we women have to be the grown up for everybody, even with a mature man. Sometimes they're so caught up in what's going on. That
mm-hmm.
they don't realize that just because we're not saying anything doesn't mean we don't have a problem with it. Sometimes we feel that maybe at that moment he's going through too much, so we're trying to handle our part. But when we start feeling like all we're doing is handling everything, we don't say anything, we just get angry, that is not the way to go. You need to open up your mouth and tell him that it's my time to talk and tell you. In case he doesn't know where the old wounds are coming from or whatever, you explain it's all part of the new stuff that's going on. But one thing Deacon said that's absolutely, absolutely pertinent is he needs to handle the situation with his baby mama by putting his foot down. Whether the fireworks are going to start or not, expect, you know what type of person she is, knowing it's after battle. So guess what? Now you need to address her. She might go to court. Okay, well, you be prepared for everything that happens. She might want to come in there and start calling you, Tammy. Well, in that respect, hubby needs to allow you to say what you need
can't
to say to her
phone.
And pull out of it. Okay? And you know what? She needs to not have
because
anything to say.
Because of some other drama she started. I had to block her number. She can't call me. No, she
obviously.
Cannot call me.
Well,
obviously, will not, I will not take a phone call from her. She didn't want to talk to me. And I told her that's fine. So don't call my phone. I don't care if I got your kids. When they get back with their daddy, you can call him.
But see, you're giving her, by you doing that, baby, you're putting the ball in her court when you're telling her to deal with daddy. Daddy and
what?
You is one. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all are in a marriage, and if you separate that, then she's going to treat y'all separately. Like you said, she give all that lip to you, but she give all that lip to him, but she don't give it to you. And I think y'all need to join forces and deal with this situation and you not allow your husband to try to deal with it on his own, especially when you know he's, if you feel or even you know that he is going to cave in her wish. You know what I mean? You need to be standing there right by his side, listening to every freaking word that she has to say.
That's right.
And you understand what I'm saying? Because you're taking care of her kids. She's not taking care of yours. And
well,
you
she
need
told
to
me. She told me when I want to talk to her as a woman, and I told my husband,
I would have laughed in her face the minute she said that word. I would have laughed in her face the minute she said that word.
But
the
I don't need to call her. You need to call me. I have your children. What am I calling you for?
No,
well,
I'm not saying
when
you call her. I'm just saying when the situation
arises. No, I'm saying she
arrives,
told my husband for me to call her. I'm not calling her.
Oh, no.
She's
no.
A woman?
Yeah.
Then hubby needed to say right then and there.
I'll be pulling up in front of her.
There's a panelist coming in, which I'm going to bring in just a minute. Hubby needs to tell her, first of all, whatever it is you need to speak to my wife about, you should have spoken to her as a woman. And if she doesn't choose to talk to you, that's it. The business between our kids is between you and me. You will respect my life and the status of my life as it is now. Okay, this is my wife, and the two priorities in my life are my children and my wife. And when they are with you, they are family, whether she likes it or not. Whatever she did to lose the prize or whatever the case is on her. That's her issue. She needs to go work it out in therapy, have a bloody margarita or something, whatever it takes. But she needs to get her head together, respect you as a person and as his wife, and he needs to make sure that despite the baby mama drama, that's the position she gets from him. She's going to keep trying, sweetheart. She's going to keep on, you know, dropping egg bombs on your door. She's going to keep on, you know, playing little stupid pranks because that's what people do when they don't have no place to go. Now, you blocked the number, you done made her real mad because now she can't do anything. Guess what? Keep it moving, but you do your job. You stand your ground. You are the wife.
Mm-hmm.
You are the wife. You have
and
given him.
And I'll be right there when he tells. I'll be right there standing by his side while he's telling her, listen, this is my wife. This is our family. You know what I'm saying? Because he can say that, Katie, but if he's standing there by himself, you understand the impact
exactly.
is not there.
Exactly.
You know what
are
I
you
mean? She needs to be standing right by his side while he's telling the kid's mother all of what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because absence is like
you're not
she
there.
Ain't even there. You know what I mean? And you fighting for her, she ain't even standing. You know, she ain't even with you. You, boo, you need to be standing with your husband, toe to toe, side by side, holding hands, arm block, whatever. And he needs to be telling her the same things that Katie was just saying that he needs to say to her. He needs to say that with you standing by his side so she can see that y'all
that's
are
right.
not
that
just here.
Nothing.
She can see that y'all are
then
a
she's
unit.
Never going to be able to have anything to say about you. She's never going to have anything to make up. She can make up stuff, but she will never have anything about you that she can say, that she can have some backup proof or even a little something that sort of makes the lie look good. She can say plenty about your husband because she's been with him. What I mean by that is that, you know, the kids came from a time when they were together. So she can make up stuff based on what she remembers about it. What I'm saying to you is, you blocked her, great. What? And then I'm trying to understand this, too. Sometimes even the strongest of men can't take a crazy woman's mouth. So in that respect, what he needs to do then is, if he felt he said all that he could say, Carla, I see you there, you will be coming in. If he feels that he's done all he could do and he's sort of at his wit's end with her, then you know what he needs to do? Both of you stand together. And let him, he needs to let you say what it is you need to say. And when she wants to turn to him, as most of these idiot women do, oh, you're going to let her say that to me? Don't you know what's going to happen? He needs to say, don't take it up with me, take it up with her, because I stand by her side. The two of you got it out. You had all this mouth, now talk to my wife, because she's the one that's been taking care of this family.
Right.
And if that's what it takes, if he can't fight it for him, the two of you are supposed to be each other's backbone, period. She had her shot. She was in a role. It didn't work out for whatever reason. It didn't go. Enough already. You got a life. Keep it moving.
There you go.
Respect the fact that you've got a child with him or children with him, and if you can't play that role to the fullest extent, then maybe you need to make some adjustments in your life and stop undoing what has been done for them. Now, I need to let this panelist in, so just give me a second. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
How you doing, Katie? This is Patrick.
Hello. All right, your turn.
I thought there was somebody in between us.
Yeah, darling. Yeah, little old me. I'm sitting here. Wow. I don't know if she gave me the right of way to speak at this time. But I did want to touch on the topic. However, this young lady, you know, it appears that, you know, I have children older than you, and I have that motherly instinct going on, feeling all wrapped up into you and your situation. But I just want to give you this, right? My scenario to you, right? I was married to a man. We didn't have any children together. He was in a previous marriage, and he had divorced, and the children were created from that marriage. And, wow, it's hard for me to talk about it, but this is my scenario, right? Out of his relationships, he had three children. And he was that same man, like your husband, who wanted to be a good father to the children and so forth and so on, and I was that supportive wife and blah, 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 blah. Okay, after 17 years, this just went on. It went on. The children got larger, and, you know, the guilt set in of him not being there with the mother and the father. So you got to be really careful. It's a thin line. When it comes to a man, he can easily go off on a guilt trip and become vulnerable to the baby's mother because they didn't make it and because they're not together. Oh, he feels this and he feels that and he feels guilt and he feels shame and he feels all this other stuff. But my bottom line is this, right? And the same thing that everybody's saying to you. But I'm going to give it to you in a different scenario. I wind up letting his children control our marriage, right? And the way to get my husband because of it. My husband was hit and killed about a year later. And like today, 7 years later, I still sit here and wonder how it would have been if I had not done that. How did I let somebody control my happiness there to a point where I'm sitting here in so much pain 7 years later, questioning, the things that me and my husband could have did together, the things that, how much love we have for each other, all those things come into play. Baby, all I'm saying is this. If you and your husband don't make it, it's because you and him don't make it. Not because of a third party, because of his children, not because of nothing, because you will sit here and you will ponder on those thoughts of how it would have been if you wouldn't have allowed it. Tomorrow is not promised to no one.
Amen.
Enjoy your life, baby. If that is the man of your dream, you don't let nobody take your dream from you.
Hello, panel.
Yes,
I couldn't resist, and I'm on the road, like I said, and I've still been listening in. I would like to say this to Kim. Listen, the word says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. That includes a woman. That includes a woman. Evidently, this woman is trying to put a monkey wrench in what your perfectly put together machine is working, and she don't like it. Okay?
Right.
Okay. People in hell want ice water when they can't get it. Okay? There's a lot of things that you might want in life that you can't have. And what the sad part is, it's eating her up for her to see what you and your husband have that she wasn't woman enough to keep a hold of.
But the thing was, I invited her to it.
Say again.
I came into the relationship open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted the all of us family. When I have kids,
right,
my kids go with you. When you have kids, your kids can come with me. You know, like, that's how I walked into it. I prayed over her. I laid over
right.
her.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I mean, you hear me cussing and stuff like that, but, I laid over her. I prayed over her. I saw her
right.
life in the balances. I wanted her to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But she just has, pushed and poison up this over her. But I appreciate it. I wanted to say my condolences to the lady that just spoke. I definitely, those what ifs are, you know, they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate your story, man.
But you
know
what?
You're welcome, darling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just want to let you know, listen, baby, there's nothing easy that's worth having. Listen. God will not put on you more than you could bear. You really
That's
have
right.
to believe that. You understand?
Yes,
I mean, your faith, your belief, I don't care who it is, what you name it, we all know that man did not make this earth, create this earth, these flowers, these animals, these. We know that. Common sense. But what I am seeing is that sometimes your belief, faith is on the line.
Yes.
It can make you or break you.
Right.
Okay? So whatever it is, wherever you get your strength from, you understand? Grab on to it and get some more. Because you're fighting a war. You understand? It's either you or her. And I know when I put on my armor, like, I go to win. Right? And, like, if this man means everything to you, you go in and fight what you need to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And trust that God, if that's what you want to call him, right, got your back. You got
yes.
to have faith, mama.
100%.
You
mm-hmm.
have to. You got to believe that this is not it. It's
mm-hmm.
more to it than this. He did not put you there just for you to be miserable. There is some joy in that.
That's right. Tammy, you said
Ask
something Jack. Else that was very important. You said
Ask
something Jack yourself
that.
Tonight. You said something yourself, sweetheart, that was very important, and I think you need to listen to yourself on that one. You said everything with you and your husband was great except when it comes to her. That means that you got more than the average couple has that have lost communication. You know where to go. You know what to tackle. And isn't if you got to tackle it every single day until something happens? That's what you do.
And it's not,
I was
advising
both of you, and I know you've seen, I know you've seen this movie, but I want to advise both of you to take a look at Why Did I Get Married? I believe it's part two, or maybe at the end of part one, when Marcus finally got tired of Angela and his baby mama fighting it out, what he told her. Okay, well, maybe that's for hubby. But that is as simple as it seems. That's the route you need to take on a daily basis. Sometimes you're going to get tired and forget how to do it. But you know what? Get tired of being tired and get the hell up and do it again. And I'm going to tell you, that's all there is to it. Well, you know what she's capable of doing. You know what she might do. Think like she thinks. She might do everything. She might do nothing. But whatever it is, you know what she's done in the past. You know what she's capable of trying to do. You've got more power than you know. And the two of you together doing it, you've got a bigger power than you know. Enough of these trivial people taking big parts of important things and nicking away at it. Enough. You know, and guess what, Tammy? Even if it means you're frustrated and you got to scream and you're going to cry some more tears, when them tears are finished, get back up and punch back a little harder.
That's it.
Because it seems to me, like in this little circle, you're the one that's got the head together on how to do it. You're the one that knows to say, listen, I don't want to hear it, so I just block the number. I don't want to hear it. I just, you know what? When they go, you know what? If they go back and they came back the way they came to you the first time, you keep redoing it.
That's it.
But I'm tired.
You keep redoing it.
Just,
because all she's trying to do.
You ever just feel like you're just empty? You just, you ain't,
honey,
you just
I feel
like
that
you
way
can't
way
even pull from nothing?
Baby,
but
you
it
feel
is.
Tired.
But it is.
You feel tired. You feel tired.
Yep.
You hear what I'm saying? You feel, you 28 years old, baby, you only feel tired. You're not tired. You just feel tired. You understand?
You're frustrated
Listen,
right now.
The thing that we make our biggest mistakes on is we don't have enough patience and we look for things to happen when we want it to. It's not going to happen when you want it to. It's going to happen in God's time. It's whether you got enough patience and faith and belief to hold on until he come and revive and save you from it. That instant gratification, it only lasts for a few minutes. You talking about a lifetime. You 28 years old, you got everything to look forward to. Are you kidding me?
And a strong marriage that apparently somebody can't stand and wish they had. And you did something that somebody else's job was supposed to do, and you did it better. And you did it with class. And you did it with a long-term foundation. That guess what? Obviously, it didn't come from the person it was supposed to, but they still have one. And guess
and
what?
They,
you still stand as strong in who you are, and you know what you're going to take and not going to take. Get tired of that and fight back the right way at your husband's side. Tammy, let me ask you something. Through all of the things that you have seen or gone through with your husband, does it seem like your husband doesn't have your back? Tammy?
He just came around the corner.
No, does it seem like he's, let's just put it this way, does he take her side over things or you just feel that he doesn't say enough for you or on your side or to her for you?
I guess there's like a couple different answers to that. It's sometimes,
tell them all.
Initially
say
when we
all.
Started,
it's
I did. What'd you say?
Say all of the things that you feel is the answer to that question. Say everything that you're feeling right now.
Initially when we started, I did. But she was able to, you know, kind of wreck our wedding and our honeymoon and the summer, and so it's kind of been like an uphill battle since, you know, we got married. You know, she showed up early on the wedding date, and our kids were in the wedding.
So they were rushing our kids to leave and stuff like that. And so in those instances, which I begged him not to let her come, you know, I told him, you're the gatekeeper.
Right.
You know, my husband likes to put me on a pedestal, and I don't mind being on a pedestal. So he says, well, why do you keep coming down? And I said, because you keep making me come down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm prissy, I'm prim, I'm proper. I like to consider myself a classy lady. But if I have to come down, you know, we have this song out where I say, I am woman, hear me roar. Like, I'm, you know, and I say, you know, everybody's hollering about Obama, but Michelle got him voted in. Like, I'm there for my husband.
Right.
110%. You know, like, so I in those instances, no, I don't. So now we're coming around on the trust end because he wants to be trusted. But I told him, you know, you let the gate open. So now I'm coming back around trying to trust him. So there have been little things put in place that, you know, I see him doing, but it's almost like I have to see it now. I have to hear it now. I have to see it manifest itself because when I wasn't paying attention, it's almost like, you know, how somebody just bum rush you and somebody jump out, you know, like the lineman on the football
right.
field. And you're about to throw the ball and you
got
the lineman in front of you and
that.
It's like that lineman
like,
goes right and they check.
Somewhere in the line, Hubby needs to understand that.
Yep. He has, she has
to
have his
to
support.
Right. Can I say this? First of all, when it comes to a marriage, first of all, part of the man's job is making sure that his queen is reassured of
mm-hmm.
his belief in her and that he mm-hmm. that you and him both are a part of the same team. There should be
right.
never any doubt in there, any type of way or any type. And anybody that tries to come past that force field, they're in violation.
Mm-hmm.
They're in violation. And that's when you both supposed to stand up against that.
Am I? I would like my husband to speak because I don't want to just, you know, be down at him. Like, it's not like that. I
no,
love
it's,
man.
This,
I mean,
I'm not trying to down
no,
him because
down
I feel
him.
As though you love your, I feel from this, just from this conversation, I feel as though you love your husband and excuse me, and it seems like he might not be, you know, stepping out a little further than what he should be. And it
only
seems like you're steady showing
don't
him
know which way to go.
That you're there.
He can't see what it's doing to his wife. That's why I said I want you to listen to each other because maybe this is the one place you can actually say what you need to say in full to me. And he can listen, maybe not understand. So, Hubby, speak.
How y'all doing, everybody?
I know that this
I
is
did.
Your fam.
I did ask her to call in.
Hello?
Hello?
We're here.
Okay. I did ask her to call in because we've been going through a set recently, a baby mama drama. And I feel like at times she gets tired of talking directly to me. Or maybe she don't want to seem like she's beating me up or anything like that. So, you know, I told her to call into the show. It'd be a good venue. I knew you guys would be open to help. And I would go somewhere else so that she could talk freely and I could still listen.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I'm grateful for that platform. It is rocky. When we started out, I was in the military actually working. You know, I was working 13, 14, 15-hour days in the military. And then I had gotten a part-time job to augment my income in the military. So altogether, I might have been working for the first 6 years of my oldest son's life. I was working maybe 18, 19, 20 hours a day, no exaggeration. And their mom was a stay-at-home mom. And so, like, the only time, I tell my wife all the time, the only time I saw my kids during that 6 or 7 year period was when I would come home, I work grade shift. When I would come home for lunch at 1 or 2 in the morning, sometimes my oldest son would be then crawled out of the crib. He'd be then tumbled his way down the stairs, and he'd be sitting on the sofa waiting for me to come home. I'd come home, we'd lunch, play around, and I'd pick him up, put him back in the crib. before I left for work and make sure it was sleep. But that was my only real interaction with the kids. So then we got divorced, and I found out how far behind my kids were. And for a year and a half, I spent where it was just me and the kids, or maybe a year, it was just me and the kids, and we were grinding and trying to figure out, and I was trying to get them back to grade level. I mean, every waking hour I had was spent academically progressing my kids forward to where they needed to be. And then she came into the picture a little bit later, and she expressed the concerns that she had. I expressed the concerns I had. But the deal is, my baby mama wasn't crazy until she found out I was dating somebody. That's when, so, like, I'm kind of getting it from the end of, in a lot of respects, I'm just as shocked that she is when stuff happens. Because this isn't the woman that, you know, I was married to. This is, like, this is a different creature. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, when she found out I was in a relationship, she took a whole different approach. She started calling a lot. She started talking to me about her love life, of which I would sometimes hang up the phone, sometimes cut her off. I got in the habit of not even picking up the phone, which is something I do now to this day. I don't talk to her. When she does call to talk to the kids, I give the phone to the kids. They say hello. When they give it back, I hang up.
Right.
The problems that are happening now is she'll do little stuff. And like my wife said, when we went into the when I was going through my divorce, even though I had full custody and we had a custody agreement, the judge tried to put me on child support. And, like, he was talking to me like I was a deadbeat dad, even though I had custody of my kids.
There's some sound coming. There's some sound. Ooh.
I don't know what that sound is.
Where is that coming?
Mute your phone.
It might be us because we're in the same room. I'm going to go downstairs.
No, that's not you because we've been in there. Anyway, so that's what we went through. And yes, it does have an effect. Yes, it does have an effect on me psychologically because the demeanor of the judge in the courtroom and the things he said to her and the way he spoke to me, it definitely makes me not want to go back in there. So,
yeah.
You know, I love my kids. I don't want to lose my kids.
Right.
And so that's what I'm dealing with. Now, the things we're dealing with together are things are happening fast enough for my wife, and that's understandable. She's going through a lot. She's doing a tremendous effort. Every chance I get, I'm buying her flowers, getting her cards, getting her candy, sending her out somewhere. Sending her out somewhere so that she can enjoy herself.
Right.
You know, I'm constantly doing things to let her, you know, I appreciate you, I enjoy you, I enjoy you, and you know, and things
right.
like that. But things just aren't happening fast enough for her. And that's where I'm a lot more patient than she is.
Right.
I make a plan. I make long-term plans. I stick to them, and eventually they get me what I want. Right now,
okay.
I'm in the middle of a long-term plan that is creating a lot of short-term pain for both of us because the animosity that my wife feels for my baby mama is similar to the animosity that I feel for my baby mama. But I'm a little less emotional about it, and that even in itself creates another issue because it comes off like I don't care. And the truth is I do care, but I don't see where emotions will benefit me. Now, occasionally, because I know sometimes it's important for people to see that emotion, so occasionally I do show the emotion, but then it looks contradictory because I'm showing the emotion, but I'm still sticking to the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll see me be amped up, but then she'll see me go back to the way I was. And, you know, so it's a difficult situation all the way around dealing with the baby mama issues, She'll do little things like she'll send packages to the house that have her last name listed as mine. You know, she'll do little things like call late at night, text late at night, you know, little things like that, call a bunch of times throughout the day. Sometimes she'll call and not even want to talk to the kids, just want to talk to me. You know, these are all things I'm telling my wife. Look, I can curse her out all day. I can spit on her. I can threaten her. I can send a hitman to blow up her phone. If she is determined to be a butt about the situation, there is very little that I can physically actually do to stop her from being a butt. And I have cursed her out. I have
and that's where we disagree. That's where me and him disagree.
Wife disagrees with that. And that's where we have our biggest spats is she believes that I can stop her from being a female dog. And I'm trying to tell her, look, I can put up all the roadblocks I want. But if she's determined that that's what she's going to be, then at
can
some point we just have to make the conscious decision to say, look, we're not going to give her that kind of power over our relationship.
Absolutely. Tammy, I do, I know you want to say something. Just give me a second. Tammy, please let me say this to you because this is going to be one of the things that you need to take off the table as something to fight. And I'm going to tell you this. A text message can't be stopped because you don't know when a person's going to send you something. The only thing that Patrick can do is pretty much react or deal with it when he receives it, okay? You can't stop somebody texting your phone. Now, because of the fact that, that they have children, he can't block her like you can. You understand? So
but
I don't know
I tell him that.
Okay, that part you need not to get upset with him, I should say. I know it's annoying to the bottom of your feet, okay? But that respect he can't control, okay? On the other hand, hubby, let me say this to you. Maybe you're at the point of frustration, and maybe you've been feeling like it's your mess to clean up. But in a way now, both of you are in this together, first of all. And second of all, since your ex has decided that your wife is fair game to go after as well, now she has her own right to stand up and do her part against the other one, which you can choose to do as you see fit, Tammy. You want to block her and give her no power by ignoring her? Great for you. That's the way you do it. She's going to ante up on the one thing, the few things she has left. That's going to be the kids, and it's going to be yours.
But,
now,
Tammy, this is what I tell my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'll let you finish.
No, baby, go ahead, because I got to hear what you're saying.
This is what I tell my husband. Now, he says that he's just as surprised. I'm not surprised. I've been a woman's form. I know what it's like to try to get a man's attention. Every time, baby, tell him it's true. Every time I tell him, this is her way of getting your attention. I could tell my husband, baby, she's going to hit left. My husband's going to stand out in right field and put his glove up. And what she did, she hit left.
Well, let me tell you something to you. Men don't really know what we know.
Well,
they really don't.
Pay more attention.
I'm telling you before that as much as they're the best people in the world, I'm sorry, but God created Eve for a reason. And I really got to tell you that.
God created woman because he knew we needed help real bad.
I'm gonna be honest with you as a man.
Let me tell you this, my brother. Look, you know your children love you, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that, right?
No.
Well.
Right. Okay. I heard you say something possibly that you're in fear of what the courts would do if you decide to go back to court with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you don't want to lose your kids. Let me tell you something, my brother. You can never lose your kids. Your kids love you. You're their father. And let me tell you something. As they get older, as you get older, you get wiser. And they're going to see for themselves. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You keep doing the great things that you do as a father for them. right? There's nothing she could do to keep you from being a father to them. I don't care what a judge say. I don't care what people say. You're going to always be there for your kids. You know, even if you have to, like, go through a dark alley to go see your kids, there's nothing that's going to keep you from doing for your kids or even being with your kids.
She's going to come crying back anyway because she's not strong enough to handle them on her own. Every time we would send them away from the weekend, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe y'all should just file for partial custody.
Look, y'all that ain't
get them a half a year, or either you take full custody, because it's going
right.
to continue. It's going to continue.
Well, we
you got to find a medium.
We have full
okay.
custody.
We have full custody. We get, she has to have. She gets visitation.
Okay.
But we have full custody.
Okay, but what about the summer? What about
the
month?
Maybe now, we're in the state of the way things are, maybe now if she wants to play with legal games and she wants to bring the system in and you guys are trying your best to keep it a wholesome, pure, keep it in the family resolution thing, that's not the way she wants to play. Well, play her game to this point. If she can't handle the kids every time she's got to take them for 3 little days, then you know what? If she gets visitation, let the courts have it as a supervised visit. Then she can have all the help she wants on her little days that she has with
them. And then every time that comes up, all you have to do is date and document every time something like that happens
and
present it to the courts.
That would be
you.
You
present that to the courts and say, look, when she was supposed to do this, this is what happened on this date at this time.
Maybe you might even have to record a couple of conversations. Maybe you need to get that. Maybe you need to talk with her, and you need to record your conversation when you're touching on the basis of the children and her neglect and her whatever it is that she's causing problems, and that she is intentionally causing harm and damage, emotional trauma to you and your family.
Absolutely.
Right.
No court is going to understand why the late night texts have to do with the children. If there was no fevers, if there were no fevers involved, if the children didn't fall out of tree during that time and you didn't happen to know, if there was nothing.
Is she dead? Is she dying?
No court is going to understand.
What state are you guys in?
We're in North Carolina right now, but I'm not.
North Carolina?
I'm not petty. I don't believe I'm petty anyway. So
right.
if she texts late at night,
girl,
I'm
that
petty.
Has nothing to do with petty.
I'm not mad. When that happens, you know, I try because see, you know, the woman in me is like, okay, baby, handle that, right?
Uh-huh.
But you know, the beast in me is like, let me talk to her. Let's have a conversation.
I know that's right.
But like I said, you don't have to lose your mind over this situation. You just
or
gotta find. You just, baby, you just need to find a balance in there somewhere. You and him both have to put your heads together and figure out what would work for y'all. Because as long as she see like she could ruffle your feathers, she's gonna come at you hard body every day.
But see, 24/7. She don't want me. She don't want because
I'm getting ready to say that for him also.
Yep.
If let me say this to you, when a person walks up on a couple and they see that there is no spaces between the two of their bodies. In other words, y'all are so knitted together like there's nothing that can tear y'all apart. And y'all learn how to ignore her when it's appropriate and deal with her when need be. Like, listen, you got to walk around and let this woman know, like, you're not upsetting my life. The things you are doing is not phasing me. You understand? Sometimes you just got to show a person that they have no power. No power.
Right.
Nowhere, no way.
But see, and that's where I was telling my husband, because if it was up to me, we would have a Skype account. She could call till she blew in the face between 4 and 5. Her kids will answer the phone. My husband, they'll pick a time once a week to email, you know, blah, 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 back. I told my husband, do the bare minimum. Because she keeps messing up these privileges. She called yesterday 3 times. My husband's like, oh, she keeps calling. And I'm like, Well, is it an emergency? Because if you call my phone 3 times, it's an emergency. Okay.
Right.
I don't care who you are, mama, daddy.
Right.
If I answer the phone after the third time, I'm like, are you okay?
Right.
You know?
Right.
My husband's like, oh, that's not as many as she normally does. I'm like, yeah.
Y'all need to log that.
Y'all
need to log that kind of stuff in. Y'all need
to
be harassment. That courts, listen, ever since domestic violence came into play, stalking came into play, all these other little things came into play, harassment, the courts take it, they see it in a whole nother light. Even though that is our children, hold on 1 second. Even though that is her children, there's still a moderate way for them to for her to be calling you at a reasonable hour, not
that's
all
right.
time of night. You are not subjected. You don't have to be subjected to that stuff. You just have to know how to deal with it. What y'all need to come together and state, listen, we going to give you a set of rules. Hit her with something totally different, something y'all have never done. Listen, we going to give you a set of rules. This is how our house is going to be run. You got the kids, you call me on an emergency basis only. If you want to talk to the kids, okay, you could talk to them 1 or 2 times a day. But when they with you, you are not to be calling over here. Why are you calling over here unless
it's
something wrong with them? You got to lay some rules down to this woman.
Well, that's
both for y'all.
This is what
I got to cut you guys because we have about 3 minutes left. But
oh,
Tammy
man.
And
Katie, can I say something to her really quick, please?
Yes.
Not even to her husband, because of a past experience I had and the power that I got from him is that he feels guilty. And as long as that guilt remains, you will do stuff that is out of the norm. I'm going to give you a scenario. I had a bout that wasn't all that great in my life. I had family members take my kids. And when I finally did get my kids, get back with my kids, I felt so guilty that I wasn't there, that I was willing to let them shit all over me if that's what they wanted to do. You see, and she knows that you wasn't there for the first 6 years of your son's life, so you feel guilty about that, and you're incorporating that into your daily care for them. You have to get past the guilt of not being there. It wasn't because you was out there to Tammy's husband. It wasn't because you was out there banging with some other girls. It wasn't out there because you was drugging. It wasn't out there because you was just a nobody and a deadbeat dad. You was out there trying to build a freaking life for them and a future and some security. So please, I understand, but that guilt feeling will make you do stuff and allow stuff to go down that you would not normally allow because you feeling guilty. Don't let her use that guilt to make you deal with her madness.
Hold
you hostage
right.
because of those guilty feelings. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. I let a lot of stuff happen that if I was in
okay.
my right mind,
Darlene,
never went down.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That's okay. Tammy and Patrick, if you don't mind, I'd like to speak with you guys after the broadcast. I can agree with one common point, and that is the two of you are the ones that's in the power seat, whether you understand it or feel it or not. You two are. There's two against one. And regardless, Tammy, to how bad it feels, understand something Patrick said earlier. He was away doing a life. He didn't realize how bad things were. But not one thing about this man is stating that he's left you stranded to side with her. Maybe he's not doing things as strongly as you like or as consistent. But that understand, part of that, no offense, gentlemen, part of that simply comes with the man doesn't think in all the little detailed areas that a woman does. That's okay. But with that being said, hubby, and you strike me as the type that will is open to, you know, relinquishing all things to people if you don't really know. And I will say this, then allow her to do her part. And you know what? If it means she might have to have a toe-to-toe with this woman and you stand back, and when this one tries to come back at you, say, refer all things to my wife, that might have to work. But the two of you need to stand united and together to her.
Right.
No matter what
That's
she right. throws at you. Now, I do have 2 minutes left. I want to say to everybody, thank you all for being here. God bless you. You know, I appreciate the support. Sammy, thank you so much. You both
yes.
of you for
thank
being
you.
This is family here. And Patrick, you know that. So anytime, and I mean that, okay, this is what we do to make the communities come together, to get to the root of what it is that our children need. So tomorrow night, you guys are on the hot seat. You baby daddies, okay? So you be here, and don't chicken out. I expect to see a full panel tomorrow like I saw today. So until tomorrow night, 10:30, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference. Irvine, please call me at the end of the show, and God bless you all.
God bless
thank
you.
Good luck, Tammy. Much love to you, baby.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.